This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Back in 2010, an international research team fitted tracking devices to birds they believed to be special, Arctic terns. And it turns out they were right, as described in US journal PNAS. The Arctic tern has an extraordinary year-long migration from the Arctic Circle to the Antarctic Circle and back again. What does this route look like? Arctic terns begin their migration in the northern hemisphere in the summer, which is breeding season. As it gets colder and darker, turning to winter, the birds fly southward, parallel to the coast of South America, or hugging the coast of the African continent to reach their winter feeding ground, the Antarctic Circle. And they do not always fly in a straight line. While heading back up north, their flight path mimics an S shape, which they follow to save energy while navigating the wind systems in the different hemispheres. This journey is a round trip of up to 35,000 kilometres long, which makes the Arctic tern's migration the longest of any bird. Plus, they see more daylight than any other animal on Earth. But on this epic journey, the birds do take some well-deserved breaks. Heading northward, the population stops on the north and west coast of the UK to breed. A female lays 1 to 3 eggs in a nest, and after an incubation period of around 3 weeks, they hatch, and fluffy brown and grey chicks emerge. Meanwhile, the adult birds feed in the shallow coastal waters on fish, such as sand eels. In contrast, while heading south, the birds appear to stop off in the middle of the North Atlantic Ocean, where they indulge on fish and zooplankton, preparing themselves for their long journey ahead. So, if you ever see a little black and white bird with red legs and a red beak, show them some appreciation. They have flown a long way to see you.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.